Yo, welcome back to the episode of Feeling Stats. It's your boy Evan here with my boy Kobe. What's good, man? How you living, baby? How you living?
Living good, man.
Oh, yeah.
Blessed and highly favored. You know how it go.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We back on another week of sports. Been a little minute, but we back on the scene, back on with the hottest.
Back to feed the streets.
You know what I'm saying? We back here winning. We got a lot to cover today, a lot to get into, but
yeah,
let's go ahead and start up. Probably the hottest news, you know, in the streets was that Philly versus Brooklyn game, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was well anticipated. Everybody was waiting for Ben Simmons.
You watched the full game?
No, I didn't watch the full game. I watched majority of it though.
Yeah, I didn't watch majority.
I missed a little bit because I had to take care of some things earlier for work, but I was able to catch majority of it though.
Yeah.
So your first instant from it, what was your takeaway from it?
I was at work watching it on the computer, like I do most of the time.
Yeah.
It was a highly anticipated game. Ben Simmons coming home. Crazy part about it is I always thought of it as Ben Simmons going back to Philly, but I forgot it was also James Harden playing against his ex-team. That's something that I really wasn't even thinking on, focused on. So that was interesting, man. I think, well, I say this. When I watch the game over, right, because, you know, after the TNT show goes off, they play that game again.
Yeah.
Right, and I was up late listening to Benny Butcher, Tanner Talk 4.
Yeah.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Tanner Talk 4 up there with Thriller. I'm telling y'all, man.
What?
It's up with Thriller, bro. Bro, Jack may have to come out of retirement, bro. Tanner Talk 4, man.
Hey, man, we gonna get into that.
Stove Guard, bro, went off, bro. You know what I'm saying? Back, bro. You know what I'm saying? All I ever wanted was a plug. I'm telling you, man. Nah, but back to it. When I watched the game again, you could just tell that the Brooklyn Nets, they were just prepared.
Yeah.
More prepared. They tried to take their heart out at the beginning of the game, and they did that. When KD was going back and forth with Embiid, you saw it on that part.
Yeah.
When you saw Kyrie D'ing up James Harden, you saw it right there. When Seth Curry made all his open jump shots at the beginning,
yeah,
I think he made his first three or four shots.
Yeah.
You saw it right there. Of course, Embiid kind of got into Drummond. Drummond, right?
Yeah, Drummond.
Yeah, he was dogging out Drummond. But KD kind of came over and helped a few of those times. And, you know, Embiid was really getting his paper on the foul line. He really wasn't making a lot of buckets, you know, just in the game without them fouling him. But he's a good player. That happens. And then the part where I just saw it was just like they were just taking out they were just there. They was just, yeah, when Kyrie made that tough shot. Made the three at the end of the first quarter, if I'm not mistaken. Left it with 1 second left. So they was just taking their hearts out, man. And they played as a team, man. When something happened, when Kyrie D'd up Harden, KD went over there and bumped him on his chest. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you see little stuff like that, that KD's normally not that animated.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I think last night we saw a KD you never really seen before. So, not playing wild. He only put up 25 points. And we saying only, we talking about KD.
Yeah.
But I'm saying just on how he was animated that night, you never really see KD like that.
Oh, yeah. Once James Harden said, "Hey, I want out of here," or "I'm sitting back," he wanted, and this trade was finally made. KD circled this game on the whole Nets organization circled this game coming back to Philly, especially Ben Simmons. Like you said, Kyrie going and having an assignment guarding James Harden. He did that exactly X amount. When at KD, he ain't holding nothing back, but he had his running partner, Seth Curry, who they also got into trade because a lot of people sat there saying, "Oh man, the Sixers really won this trade because they didn't give up Thibault and Maxey." But Seth Curry made Maxey look like a jumping jack out there. He was jumping everywhere, taking every pump fake, and he couldn't stop Seth Curry if he even tried that game. And I think, like I said, this made a statement for the Brooklyn Nets and also made a statement to James Harden, like, "Hey, bro, this is what you could have been a part of this. Like, all you got to do is just wait. Wait your turn. We understand we wasn't healthy. We understand we didn't have what you call because he wasn't vaccinated. A lot of pieces wasn't there. If you just waited out, you could have been there, but you got anxious. All you saw was you trying to win a championship, which is understandable. And now you have to realize, like, all the question marks that people were saying Philly's gonna have, they were exposed.
He's trying to win a championship, but Philly got some good strippers too, though. Let's keep it real.
Philly,
we got to keep it. We got
many times I've been to Philly, I've never been.
Bro, Dre from Philly, bro. Oh, Philly got him, bro. I feel him. They got a championship, but they got him too.
Meek is there. Robert Kraft be there, so you know how Robert Kraft
is. I ain't talking about no dudes. I'm talking about James Harden. You know James Harden be looking for.
Yeah.
They be out there, man. But you know, the Maxey thing, man, I think Seth Curry definitely did. I ain't gonna lie, if you give me a 7-game series, man, I think Maxey wouldn't perform like that. I think Maxey a lot better. I think that when I talk about they took their heart out, they started out with Embiid, when you saw Durant going to Embiid, and I feel like they played bad too. That was a big part of it. They played bad.
And Brooklyn Nets shot hot. Like, I think at one point they were like 11 for 16 from three. So you're talking about they was hitting every shot they were taking almost. So, and get it. But like, we know what B's gonna do when the B's do, but it's the rest of the team. And seeing Harden's stat line thing, he was like 3 for 14 with 11 points. It's like, bro, come on.
Yeah, he gotta step that up. But you know, the real losers is the Philly fans, because they was ready to.
Oh yeah, ready to.
Bro, to see them leave the game early when you knew what their intentions was, that coming into the stadium. I mean, coming into the arena, man, that's crazy, man. They came into the arena with violence on their mind.
Oh yeah, facts.
And,
most definitely.
And BK had them boys leaving early.
Yep, leaving early, get ready to check out.
Time's still on the clock. Them boys walking out, man. Crazy. But I'll say this, man. Shout out to the NBA. I don't know if it's just because the NFL is over, but, man, the NBA has been giving us some good games, man. The game last Sunday between the Nets and the Celtics was a great game to watch. Them Sunday games are starting to be great. The game where they had the Sixers versus the Knicks was a great game as well.
Yeah, of course,
we got Mavericks in the Celtics. Ooh, the Celtics are playing great.
Oh, yeah, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, them boys hooping them.
But the crazy part about it is I'm starting to see defensive guard play. I'm seeing Jason Tatum play defense against Kyrie and KD. I'm seeing Kyrie play defense against James Harden. So it's like you start seeing the evolution of the game, because like you seeing people actually start playing defense all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like, you know, after a little hiatus, now you got Kyrie actually like focusing on like, say what you want, this season, even though I know he, you know what I'm saying, part-time seasonal employee, but Kyrie has been playing defense. He been stocking the shelves.
Hey, man, he got to do something. You only here for half the season.
Got the discount, so you got to do something,
yeah,
bro.
And he's still a bucket, because before that game, he dropped 50 in Charlotte, and that was a masterful piece of 50 man. He dropped in Charlotte.
Yeah, you're right.
And so it's just... Yeah, no, defense is all effort. Once the team, I think teams are going to start ramping up on defense now, especially now, due to the fact that we get closer to this playoffs, play-in games and stuff like that, trying to get the seed and see where you're going to be at. So kind of as far as in the East, Brooklyn's still in the 8th seed, so they're trying to get out of the play-in, but they might fall still in the play-in. It just depends if they're going to have.
That's tough for whoever's going to be number one, man.
It is going to be a tough out if they stay.
Take the heat out, man.
Yeah, the Heat. Yeah, Heat are number one right now. Speaking of that, I want to ask you: Do you think the Heat are legit?
No, I think they're a good team. I think they fall along. They fall along the lines of the 04 Pistons. I feel like that's
to
the
04
team.
Pistons.
Yeah, they're just a good team where everybody on their team, you know what I mean, is great. Now the thing about the Pistons is everybody on their team was pretty much all star at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tayshaun Prince, Rip Hamilton, Chauncey Billups.
Yeah,
he probably got best defensive player of all time, and not of all time, but one of the best defensive players of all time. Ben Wallace.
Yeah.
Rasheed Wallace, all star. Some of those guys should be Hall of Famers.
Yeah, most of them all probably Hall of Famers.
Chauncey Billups definitely should be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what the verdict will be on Rip Hamilton. I think Rasheed Wallace should be a Hall of Famer. I think Ben Wallace, I think he should be a Hall of Famer as well.
Yeah.
So we just look at that team, where it isn't one just, they don't have like a just superstar, but just five solid players.
Yeah.
I think that's what the Heat formula is, but I don't know if they have that.
Yeah, okay.
I think they got that in Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
I think Bam is nice. I think Tyler Hero has came.
Yeah, he's coming. He's in the bubble. He's in the metaverse. He finally came to life this year. He's in the bubble. Most definitely.
But I don't know those other gaps. I know they got Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, they do.
So, Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he'll probably be Hall of Famer.
So they got it. But is it just the fact that when you look at the field,
talking about the Bucks, you talking about
the Lakers team was that 04 Lakers team outside of Kobe and Shaq kind of had some age on them, you know?
Yeah, they did. But they also took those Pistons lightly.
You know, I don't really see that with Bucks. I don't really see that with Brooklyn.
Yeah, I don't see
that. Celtics. You got a lot of other teams which just got a lot on the line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then if you make it out, Who you coming up against? Phoenix? Yeah. OKC?
No,
OKC, Golden State. Golden it's so State. Crazy how they so synonymous with each other.
Yeah.
Golden State.
Yeah.
That was actually a good rivalry in sports, OKC and Golden State.
Yeah, that was.
That's for another podcast.
Yeah, that was a good go. But yeah, like I said, the East is definitely going to be a tough road through it. And like the lower seeds, I think, are going to give a lot of the top seeds more trouble than what we think, especially with Brooklyn being in the eight right now. Hopefully they get out of the play-in, but I don't see it. Maybe at seven.
We don't know what they're doing with the mandate. We acting like it's going to happen. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know. Yet, just yet. But to me, the mandate is the wording and the reasoning is terrible on the mandate.
Oh, that's a lot of things. That's so many things, brother.
That's gonna be another podcast, most definitely podcast. But like over here in the Western Conference, let's go over to the Western Conference a little bit.
Y'all got a nice little win against the Lakers. I respect the little win.
But so it's I've been seeing this question, should LeBron James go ahead and just, you know what I'm saying, tone it down for the rest of the season?
I would definitely would.
You would?
Yeah, I definitely would. But it's just that, you know, the mentality.
Mentality and the competitive.
And then what you don't want to put out there, more is caught and taught. So you don't want to put that energy out there like you just giving up on the season, especially when you're LeBron. But I mean, at the end of the day, man, we got a bad roster. Rob Pelinka did a bad job putting this roster together. We just gotta start from the ground up. We gotta figure out how to get, I'm not even saying how to get Russ out of here. We just gotta figure out how to get the best out of AD and then see how we can just construct a good team.
Well, the best out of AD is just getting him healthy. That's the best of AD.
That's why I say everybody talk about trading Russ. I mean, Trey, who you probably get more of AD than you get Rush.
Yeah, you're right. You're correct. I'm gonna keep it real
with you.
But it's just like, do you want to trade AD? Because AD's 27.
And he can still, you know what I mean? If he's healthy, he still can do something.
Yeah, he's still be a dominant.
Russ, it isn't really about if he's healthy or not.
I think now it's just more of his psyche and confidence. Because, like, you know, they had reports of his wife getting death threats and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I, like, as a fan, trust me, as a fan of the game, I'm all for heckling your opponents, but when you send a death threat to a man's family, bro, that's not cool at all.
But who? But this is my thing about that shit. It's like, it be little punks on the internet that just trolls and stands. Like, that's why, like, when people bring up, like, stuff that people say off the internet and, like, what people say on Twitter, it's like, bro, I don't care. Like, I don't care what a Rockets fan say on Twitter. Like, you a Rockets fan. You my partner. I got partners that's Rockets fan. If they say something, then I take it as word. Yeah. But if it's somebody on Twitter, I don't care what they... I don't know them.
Yeah.
You feel me? Yeah. I shouldn't... Like, really and truly, because of the app of Twitter, that's the only reason why I know their opinion. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, I think it sucks when you talk about the death threats and all that other stuff. I just think Russell Westbrook is one of those players that for most of his career, he's been the best player on his team, so he's always had the ball, and he's just not good without it.
Yeah. He's not. He's definitely not good. He's an energy guy. He's a guy that has to have the ball.
Yeah, he's just not good without it at the end of the day.
But that's the Rockets. I mean, not the Rockets. I'm sorry. As the Lakers, you knew that before you even traded for LeBron.
Yeah, that's why I said.
Before you signed off on that, you knew what it was when you got Russ. Because like I said, I know they were trying to get Buddy Hield. They were trying. Those are the type of things that LeBron needs to win championship. He needs shooters around him. Guys that can move without the basketball. Guys that can set up and shoot. Guys that play marginal defense. And stuff like that. That's what he needs. And you traded away three guys who did that for a guy who, he's a triple-double king, but it's all because he had a basketball in his hand. You're not taking a basketball out of probably arguably the greatest player to ever play the game.
So when it comes to Russ, and, you know, we talk about we know what he was before, I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue is how much he's getting paid. We've seen great players change that game. I remember when Jason Kidd went to the Knicks, he became a three-point assassin. You look at... Jason Kidd. I had some other people in my mind. You look at Carmelo Anthony, right?
Yeah.
How he had to go through that process where he was coming off the bench. Now he's pretty much a
best knockdown shooter,
a three and no D guy, right?
Yeah,
three and no D guy, right?
Yeah.
But it's in general, you've seen these people change up their style of play. So, but they've always been great players. I didn't say any middle of the road players. Yeah. I said Jason Kidd, Vince Carter, Carmelo Anthony. So you would think that Russ could do that. It would take some time, but with development, he can do that. The issue is if it doesn't work, it hurts you because you're paying him $47 million.
Yeah.
If he still was doing this and he got the contract that he's probably gonna get after this year, which probably he'll probably make around like 10, 15 million.
No, he's gonna make $47 million. He has a player option.
I'm saying after this contract.
Oh, he at the way it's going, I don't think he's going to get another contract. At the
he'll
way.
Get another contract, but it's going to be a veteran's minimum, if anything. You know what I mean? Okay. He can get a veteran's minimum somewhere. But if after this year, when he gets paid, what, 17 or 10, whatever, a year, if you do that and you make this decision and it doesn't work, it's not really hurting you like that. It's hurting you because he's taking up 4 roster spots.
Yeah.
$47 million. He's taking up at least, really, he's really taking up 1 good player and 3 role players, or 2 good players and a role player. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he's taking up roster spots. That's the issue with this.
Yeah, well, that's a good way to look at it. I think the issue is just more of he came into a situation thinking he was coming home. He wanted to come home. So he's coming home. He's back home. And the way he's been playing, the way he was playing in OKC, the way he's playing in Houston and Washington, it was cool because it was either you and 3 other guys that was okay with Diddy, was by yourself in OKC. Then when you got to Houston, it was just you and James Harden. And then you had that streak in January before the pandemic happened where you were the best score down in the paint low area.
I think James Harden wasn't playing though.
No, James Harden was playing, but it was just
he came back from playing. He missed. James Harden definitely missed. I think the beginning of that season, if I'm not mistaken.
No, James Harden didn't start missing games until he got to that last year in Houston before he got traded to Brooklyn. Like James Harden didn't miss any game. It was like literally like because Mike D'Antoni built the offense around Russ because that's when he was trying to do 5 guys on the court. I mean, he was trying to go small ball. And so it is just like everywhere else, it's you can get away with it because you don't have the likes of LeBron James on your team. We know LeBron James has to have the ball. LeBron James is a lot of what the NBA, the face of the NBA. So he's the guy that gets it going for any team he plays on. And then on top of that, you're in LA. Like everything in OKC is like you said all the time, small market teams. They're not going to get the scrutiny that a team in LA is going to get. So if you have a game where you walk in 8 turnovers and you say, I don't care, man. It's like, you know what it is. I'll be ready to go. Like, even when we go back to preseason, when Russ had, I think, 8 turnovers in a game, in a preseason game, he was like, it's preseason. What do I care about it? In L.A., they see it as, bro, you had 8 turnovers in a game. I don't care if it's preseason, any season.
Yeah.
We don't need that at all. So that's what just building it up. And then you're at home, you're in a crib, and then on top of that, you're making $40+ million. Like you said, you're taking up roster spots. You're taking up, you know what I'm saying, players that we could have used. Or we gave up players that we could have used in a rotation to help this team. And it's like, you're not going to help it. You're not going to be able to change because you've been doing this for 14-plus seasons.
Well, they didn't have to add him on the team, so it's their fault. You really can't really blame him. He just been him. So,
yeah, exactly.
Shout out to Russ, man.
No, definitely shout out to Russ. Like I said, this is Russ being Russ. Russ is always going to be himself. And it's hurting him. It's hurting the team more than it is hurting him because – him, he's still going to get paid. Like I said, his contract is guaranteed. He's still going to go home to his family. He still has all of that to deal with, his charity event. He's still going to be a great humanitarian in the world. But when we're talking about the game on the court and being with the Los Angeles Lakers, it's going to be more than that. It's going to take more than that. So that's what I'm saying. So next year, they're going to have to figure some things out. Like you said, I'm kind of on your bandwagon, maybe trade Anthony Davis instead because you can get more back. And so you might can build a future after LeBron James leaves.
That's what you get back, though.
Not yeah, it's what, no,
you can get more back. It's what you get back.
AD, I think you're going to be able to get quite a bit back. He's still he just has to stay healthy. You figure he's going to be healthy. Most teams, when they get him inside their doctors and things like that, they're going to make sure he's healthy. They're going to give him what he needs to be healthy. So therefore, yeah, hey, we will take him. We'll give him what you need to give. I don't know if they're going to get what they got to get him from Pelicans, but they're going to give quite a bit of back.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Shout out to the association, man.
Oh yeah, no.
Great basketball on the way too.
Oh yeah, but I still want to do one. Like I do want to give a shout out to the Houston Rockets. Definitely Houston Rockets on their win against the Lakers, and the young guys. The young guys are finally clicking here in Houston. Jalen Green, Josh Christopher had a great game. Kevin Porter Jr., Alperen Sengun. He really went at LeBron at the center position. LeBron was starting at the center position, and he had a double double against LeBron. LeBron, you know, so LeBron did his thing most definitely. But on the Rockets, man, it's a young core, young group that's out here. They're scrappy. They're finally, I think it's finally clicking. And it's finally starting to look good. And so maybe they can carry this for the rest of the season and get into the offseason and get ready for the next season. We can be make a push for the play-in next year.
Shout out to the Rockets.
Yeah, shout out to the Rockets. Shout out to the Rockets. Anything else? Well, any other sleeper teams you got in the West that you think can bypass?
Not really.
Not really. What you don't think the Suns are worth anything?
Nah, I've been so the teams I've been focusing on really is Philly, Nets, and Golden State. Those are kind of like teams I've been focusing on. And Celtics, man. Shout out to Celtics, man. They got the one black head coach in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying he turned around single-handedly, but, man, he got them playing great, man. I don't know what Neil Long cooking at home, but whatever it is, man. Shout out Coach, man.
Yeah, he
definitely getting it for the Celtics.
Yeah.
But, yeah, shout out to the Celtics, man. That's the team I've been watching. You know, my Lakers, they ain't really doing shit, so I can watch other teams, you know. So, you know. But, nah, man, it's been some great basketball, so definitely going to be interesting for the playoffs. We got to get a Philly in the Nets playoff, man. Vince McMahon. Show these boys how to make it happen. Show them how to write this in the script, bro.
Gotcha. But I want to do, before we leave from the NBA, we got to talk about Ja Morant, man. Ja Morant, probably one of the – I know you made a comment before, like, yes, Ja Morant, Ja Morant's name is red. He's getting up to where we're talking Ja Morant more than we're talking LeBron James. I remember you did make a comment.
He's
definitely a star. He's on the way to be a superstar. And I agree with that most definitely. So as MVP, you have him as MVP right now?
I got Embiid still.
Still got Embiid.
Another thing before we go about the superstar, when we talk about DeMar DeRozan, we can't use him being an all-star as a reason to say he's a superstar.
I didn't say he was a superstar. I never said he was a superstar.
We can't use an all-star to use as a fact that he's a star. Because look what Andrew Wiggins is doing after he was selected for all-star. Can't use that excuse anymore, man.
The thing about the Golden State Warriors, it's not about what Andrew Wiggins. I think it's more of they're missing Draymond Green. They're missing their point guard forward. And so that's why they're going to slump, because now we're looking at Steph Curry to make a move off the dribble, and that's not what he's used to doing. That's not what he does. When they win, it's with him coming off screens, him coming off down screens, back screens, stuff like that, and not him getting space. But when he has to create it himself, yeah, that's going to hinder their worst call.
That's what's up. But back to Ja Morant, though. I don't want to get too far off that, though.
Yeah, Ja Morant, I think right now, Ja Morant, I don't have him as MVP. I do have him most improved, for sure. I feel he should get that because he's definitely improved. But if he does happen to get the number one seed in the West, I'm saying this right now, if he happens to get the number one seed in the West, then I will give him MVP.
Oh, yeah, if they get that, that's going to be very interesting. That's going to be very – if they get that, he not getting it just because his first year really standing on. He do it again next year, he get MVP.
Oh, yeah, if he doesn't get it, yeah, if he doesn't get it.
NBA awards about narrative.
Yeah, correct.
Now, they may want to be like, because Embiid isn't somebody that I think they trust the keys to the NBA as well. But yeah. And then you got Joker still playing good. So,
yeah, see, right now I have Joker because.
Yeah, you got Joker still
every
playing good.
Statistical stats that these
narratives. I just don't watch him play.
Yeah, you can't. It's not something you can just have a keen. You gotta have a keen eye to watch Joker play.
Yeah, no, he makes great passes. Like pick and roll, get the ball. He's gonna make a great. He gonna pass it to the guy way over there.
Yeah,
now, he's a great passer. I like his game, but I'm just saying I just don't.
Yeah, it's boring.
not even boring. I'm just not. Like, oh, snap, the Denver Nuggets play tonight? Let me go make sure I get home. Nah, I'm just never that.
Like,
with Ja Morant, it's different. It's like,
Ja Morant will give you a show.
Let me get a little 10-piece spicy, you know what I'm saying?
Sit down.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but with Joker, it's cool, but you know what I'm saying? Nigga ain't about to sit up here and rush home.
I understand. I definitely understand, man.
He cool, though, bro.
That's why I got to give, because it's just like, man, when you – all the advanced stats, everything, and what he's doing at the center position, like it's insane. And he might win another back to back. It's almost like on his Steve Nash's MVPs when he won his back to back MVPs. It was just like, hey, like Steve Nash, you look at it, you'd be like, Steve Nash, what did you really do? But
that's because that Kobe stuff was going down.
Yeah. That was part of the reason why Kobe didn't win.
Kobe
that's exactly why Kobe didn't win multiple MVPs. But it's just like, man, but this is like Joker is really hooping, doing his thing.
Crazy part is, will Ja Morant stay in Memphis?
Oh, yeah, I think.
If you take that, performance, you take it to New York or you take it to LA, you take it to a big market team, that's going to be crazy.
Yeah, but, New York, I don't think nobody wants to play in New York, because even players on the team, like Julius Randle, you watch Julius Randle. When he plays outside of the Madison Square Garden,
that's because he not gonna get the same bag he getting. He got that money, and then he performed great last year, and then this year he's not performing nowhere near that.
Well, he is, but it's just outside of Madison Square Garden. Like, go look at his numbers when he plays in Madison Square Garden.
He not performing like he should. That's not gonna happen to Ja. Ja not gonna not perform in Madison.
No. But I'm saying, like, no one wants to play in Madison Square Garden. Like, hold on, excuse me. Julius Randle. Julius Randle, literally, his performance outside Madison Square Garden is crazy. And when you go to Madison Square Garden, it's just like, bro, he doesn't want to be there. He doesn't play as well. But I don't know what it is.
That's him, and he's not as good as Ja Morant.
Nah, I wouldn't say he's as good as Ja Morant.
He's not as good as Ja Morant. So that's what I'm saying. You really can't use him as an example.
Well,
and then at the end of the day, that's the Knicks. What about L.A.? You know what I mean? What about – because the thing about it is they got a good team now, but what if they take a step back next year? Well, he's still good.
Yeah. I don't see them taking – they have a lot of pieces.
Of course we don't see them taking back. I'm saying
– they have a lot of pieces.
I bet, yeah.
Like, they have a lot of
– I'm rocking.
Yeah, they have a lot of pieces in Memphis. So it's just like, I don't see, because not only is Ja Morant, they still have Desmond Bane who's out here balling.
Bro, Portland had a lot of pieces.
No, not like that.
Portland did have some pieces.
No, they had Dame Lillard and CJ McCollum.
Who's balling? Who's a great player? Look what he doing in New Orleans, bro.
Yeah, but that's all.
Tearing that gumbo up. I'm telling you, man.
But Zion is back. He's back in New Orleans. He's back with the team. Out of Portland. Speaking of Portland,
that was Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras. Shut that shit up.
Hey, he back with the team.
Fat probably, Tuesday head ass boy.
That's the problem now. That's the reason why he was there.
Y'all be falling for Zion shenanigans.
Hey, nah, it's not. That's what it is. But he maybe actually wants a body there. I don't know what.
Oh, maybe he's just throwing beads.
He probably was throwing beads. I wouldn't, but it's like, bro, this ain't gonna get you up out of New Orleans no anytime faster. Cause at this rate, you're gonna be damaged goods. Ain't nobody gonna want to touch you.
Nah, you tripping.
All right, you ain't playing 2 years, and let it keep being because you're about lower half of your body because you overweight.
He is overweight, though.
So and you think some teams gonna want to touch you? Oh, you right. You keep it going. Yeah, you can go to New York. You gonna be on New York on a mid level exception deal, trying to prove it.
He'll get something though. Shout out to Shaq, man. Happy birthday, man. Shaq turned 50. That's crazy. I thought he'd been 50.
Nah, Shaq turned 50. Yeah, you know, San Antonio Cole graduate.
Shaq being 50 is crazy because I think Shaq is one of those celebrities like Snoop Dogg.
Yeah,
Shaq. Michael Jordan, they've existed like my whole life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They, like as long as I can remember, there's always been a Shaq. You know what I'm saying? There's always been a Michael Jordan. There's always been a who else I just said?
Shit,
Shaq.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, it's always been a Snoop Dogg. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like even like somebody like Lil Wayne. Like I probably figured out about Lil Wayne maybe in like late '90s when I was in elementary school.
Yeah.
Same thing with like a Jay-Z. Of course, Tupac and Biggie left. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Before I got out of elementary school. You know what I'm saying? So, but like, nah, them people like Shaq, Snoop, who else? It's really them that's really just been in the public eye for like such a long period of time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Shaq, Snoop. Pretty much just them. Yeah. Shout out to them dudes, man.
For sure. But anything else you want to cover? You want to break down in the association when we get to this NFL?
Nah, man. Shout out to Stone Cold Steve Austin. Come back to WrestleMania. I ain't watched wrestling in forever, but
you might gonna watch it now.
Yeah, man. Stone Cold Steve Austin making a return after 19 years. I know I gotta pull up.
One of the goats. One of the goats of the sport.
The goat, man.
So here we go. Now we transition to the NFL. We just had the combine.
Bullshit. Nah, shout out to the dude that was like 341, ran a 4.8. Man, only thing about, is there anything about the NFL that you want to talk about outside of Ridley?
Nah, it's other stuff I do want to talk about. It's fine.
What else?
I'm talking about the trades, talk about the
Carson Wentz.
Yeah, Carson Wentz is one. You know, Carson Wentz got traded to the Commanders. You had Khalil Mack get traded to the Chargers. You had Russell Wilson get traded to the Denver Broncos.
Yep. That did happen. Russell Wilson got traded.
And then
to
also, the you know, we've got the Deshaun Watson saga, you know, so he went to the deliberation of a couple of his cases and possibly a trade destination. I know, you know, so the chat we looked up, we saw, well, what's called, I said, a Steelers might possibly be into Deshaun Watson, which I didn't think was going to be suffice anyway. I don't think the Steelers were going to do anything like that. They don't seem like an organization that would go trade for a troubled guy like that. But I did see reports they're gonna roll with Mason Rudolph, Haskins, and who was it? It was three guys or just two?
What you talking about?
Who they gonna roll with for the competition battle for the quarterback?
I won't know yet. I know we got Mason, but I want to get Jameis Winston.
You want Jameis Winston?
Yeah, I won't know yet. I really want to know how the Deshaun Watson stuff play out. I really think that the Texans may try to keep him, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think so
too. I think that's really what people are forgetting, that probably is going to be more than likely what's going to happen, because thing about it is, he had leverage last season. I don't think it'll be smart for him to miss two seasons. Like, you can't just miss all. You can't just sit out until they trade you, because they'll just keep you. This is the same thing I was telling about the Le'Veon Bell situation, where I said the Steelers always won that situation. Because we're a franchise. The Steelers is going to be in the NFL 100 years from now.
Yeah.
You feel me? So we're going to get a chance to bounce back from Le'Veon Bell. Matter of fact, I think we got a guy on the roster right now. You can say it took us 3 or 4 years to get it, right?
Maybe, yeah. It took, what, 2 years?
Two or three. One of them, right? He's not on the team. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, not anymore.
He's not on the team at all. Deshaun Watson can't just sit out. And the Houston Texans can wait out your contract. We still going to be playing football.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, when you get old and gray, we'll still have a football team out there. You know what I'm saying?
And what you're saying, I literally said this when all of this went down way back when. I was like, yeah, the Texans really can sit on this man kind of for 5 years.
They don't have to.
We have control for 5 years.
And they used to be sorry.
They
used to be sorry. Shop, I'm saying. And like a team like the Steelers or the Patriots, they may have some more urgency. Jerry Jones, he ain't got 5 years probably. so he's going to have a little urgency, right? Yeah,
yes.
But the Texans, bro, they going to wait.
Yeah, I'm saying we can definitely wait it out, definitely. But like, the money's already been allocated in the salary caps and everything. And on top of the salary cap did go up too. So yeah, like I said, his contract, I think, hits officially for the—
He got to miss 2 years to me even take this serious.
Yeah. But I know his contract for this season goes towards the book start, I think, on Tuesday or Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern. I mean, yeah, 4 p.m. Eastern. So it's if no trade between there, because he still has these deliberations he has to go to. He has to go each case and stuff like that, each civil suit that has been filed against him. So hopefully something figures out. I know the NFL with the combine that just happened, I mean, we're getting closer to the draft. Who do you think the Steelers are with your first? Who do you want with your first? With your first draft pick? First,
whoever's the best available, man. Whether it be an offensive line, whether it be a cornerback, whoever's the best available.
You just want the best available.
That's
our player. That's simple. That is a fair thing for the Steelers, where they're picking it. You know what pick they have? I'm not.
I think 22nd.
Yeah. I know the Texans, we have the third pick in the draft, and I know it's— Yeah, we got the third pick in the draft. And you know, we literally have a dilemma, because you have Thibodeau, you have Evan Neal's up there, you have Adrian Hutchinson who's up there, that— You know what I'm saying? That's the top three guys right now. And it just all depends on what they take, and we got to go for, like, what falls to us. Yeah, it's Jackson. Y'all have the Steelers have the 20th pick. They had the 20th pick. So the 20th pick, y'all, I don't think y'all really need to a receiver. Yeah, I might get an offensive lineman or defense. Do y'all need, a defensive guy?
How long cornerback.
Corner? Hey, man, I got a corner for you. There's nobody, just everybody sleeping on my boy Kyrie Elam. Y'all might want to look at— he might be a good, solid pick for y'all. But now, like I said, y'all biggest thing is quarterback, I feel. And you say you want Jameis Winston.
I like Winston, man. But, yeah, I mean, it may be a transition quarterback. I don't really know how it's going to play. But, you know, at the end of the day, I just want us to make sure we pick the best thing, make sure we get— that's why I want the best available, because the quarterback may not be the best available. So that's what I want.
Yeah, no, that's a fair— at that spot where y'all picking at it, the best available is always probably the best option to go when you have a first round draft pick, so you don't miss too bad or overdo it. You ever thought about trading it and getting more picks and get more players?
I mean, we can do that too. I mean, whatever the best option, but it's like, to me, I mean, people, I think this thing about the Mason Rudolph situation, I think 60% of the reason why people don't want Mason Rudolph to be on the roster is because of his playing skills. Now, I am attributing that to his playing skills. 40%, people just don't like him. Like, he just rubbed people the wrong way.
Yeah.
People just, like, when you look at how people despise him, they just despise him, bro. Like, so to me, I'm not even like— we went 8-8 with him. So, you feel what I'm saying? So, for me, he can be a transition quarterback. I don't want him being our quarterback, But I think he'll be a great backup quarterback. And we've always had a long-term backup quarterback. So I think that that's his role. But we definitely need to find somebody that's going to start over him.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know with the Texans, man. I really think what you got could follow is Kayvon Thibodeau. I think that'll be a good piece. Good piece to fall to is at three. But it's just, it's not the, it kind of gives that not sexy pick. And when we picked Mario Williams back in the day over Reggie Bush, and we kind of see, hindsight, we kind of see that we picked, we really did make the right choice in getting Mario Williams over Reggie Bush. But Reggie Bush was a running back, but he didn't, look how long he really lasted compared to Mario Williams. But Reggie Bush did, I think, win a championship with the Saints. Uh-huh. But it was more of, that was probably the only good season that Reggie Bush had. I don't want to knock off the last few he had where I think he almost got 1,000 yards, at 1,000 yards. But that's why I feel with this draft, because it's like, we also have a safety sitting there. We might need a safety. Well, might not. We do need a safety because Justin Reed is on one and we need another one the other way. But I feel there's some guys in free agency that we can bring in, and some young guys that we have most definitely can fill in the spot at safety. So that's why I feel Kayvon Thibodeau might be the pick, because I think he's probably going to fall that low because of the issues they feel of him not having a spark or a want-to, a will-to. And that's why one thing I do hate about the combine, you can't really tell a guy's firepower at a combine or a pro day or anything like that. And what you see on the tape is what you get. He balls out on the tape.
Yeah, combine, I don't really pay attention to that shit, bro. That shit like the SAT to me. I don't pay attention to that.
No, but you got to look at like, Uzon, because you got to look at Jordan. Look at Jordan Davis, man. 300 and what?
Nah, that's cool, but he'll never have to do that in the game, though. You don't have to run you don't have to run a 40 in the game.
You're not correct. That's why I've not seen it. I was like, man, let me.
It's like one of those, like the SAT. It measures what it measures. Really doesn't like.
Yeah, it doesn't count
using in real life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like back to the Reggie Bush situation. Like I think Reggie Bush would have been a great running back in today's era. I just think that
He's
a running back. He played running back in an era where they wanted the running back to kind of actually carry the team and then kind of either carry the team because you got a good quarterback or do like the little two-man running back situation, but with the running backs being more a part of the passing game now, I think Reggie Bush would have ate.
He definitely would have. Reggie Bush would have been a grass, but back then it was just more downhill.
Yeah, as long as Lito Shepherd wasn't on the field, he would have ate, bro.
What said Lito Shepherd?
He would have ate.
Yeah, he did give him a couple of stickers in a rough time. But anything else on the NFL, I know, like I said, pro days coming up, but combines and pass. Now we're finna get into the draft.
Nah, I mean, other than Wentz went to the
Commanders. Commanders, you're right. And Khalil back to the Chargers.
Chargers, and then
Russell Wilson to the Broncos.
Russell Wilson to the Broncos, and Aaron Rodgers cried and got his money. Other than that.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to the NFL.
For sure, for sure. And the other biggest news that we got, Major League Baseball
is back.
It's back.
Get to go to some Astros game, man. Baseball is dope as a
oh, yes.
Go there and rule.
Most definitely. The juice box be jumping up there.
Yeah.
After 99 days, man. After 99 days of the lockout, it's finally over. They ratified the new collective bargain agreement. It's adding, it's now 12 teams in the playoffs, universal DH, no more overtime rules, a runner goes to second for extra innings. Pitch count is, timer is a set. And more money. Actually, you got a little bit more money added onto the salary cap, so players can make a little bit more, so they can, owners can expand that pocketbook more for the players. But I'm just all excited to be back, have baseball back, because it was watching college baseball. It's cool, but it's not the same as Major League Baseball, man. It's just a lot more about something about Major League that you just wait for. It's America's pastime, as they call it. But I do got to say, the Astros, y'all do need to sign Carlos Correa back. That is one thing the Astros need to do. You heard it first.
Oh, he's not signed?
No, he's not signed. He's still a free agent. Technically, he is.
Oh, because they couldn't sign anybody, huh?
Yeah, they couldn't really sign. They couldn't sign anybody. But Houston Astros, you hear it first on Philly Stat. Make sure you sign Carlos Correa. Don't let this man walk out of here. This is a guy that we drafted with the number one pick.
He leaving us, bro.
Yeah. You think he leaving us?
Yeah, bro. He gonna get that paper, bro.
Oh, man.
You gotta do that, bro. You gotta get that paper, man.
Well, we got breaking news. Deshaun Watson will not face charges, his criminal matters are over. So therefore, we got it here first. Feeling stats, man. Deshaun Watson will not face charges and his criminal matters is over. So that means the trade is coming up.
Kobe Jaworski. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that means so trade is coming up soon. Then. Trade is coming up soon. But back to baseball. Where baseball is back, people. Baseball is back. Let's get the boys here in Houston. Sign Carlos Correa. Let's go ahead and get this World Series, man. We gotta get it done for the city. Anything else, man? We need a World Series. Yeah.
Man, ain't really too much in sports, man. Shout out to boxing. We got some fights coming up. Spence, you guys, April 14th.
Yeah.
We got Raleigh and Tank. I think that's May 22nd or May 28th.
Yeah.
Of course, we got Tyson Fury, Dillon White. I'm not sure when that is, but.
Yeah, I did see that.
Shout out to that fight. Then, of course, you got Canelo fighting Bivol.
Yeah.
Some guy I've never heard of again. And then, of course, after he'll fight Triple G. And then, of course, Triple G has his fight. And then you got Kambosos and Teofimo Lopez. You got some good fights coming up this year. You got to see who's going to fight Crawford.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you got some good fights coming up, man. Trying to see if there's anything that we missed, man. Oh, Calvin Ridley, man.
Oh, Calvin Ridley.
$1,500 parlay, which is my thing. This is my issue with it.
What's that?
I don't like seeing harsher penalties for gambling than I do when I see domestic violence. I got an issue with that.
Yeah, that's definitely.
I got an issue with the fact that my man can do a parlay and he can get suspended for a season, which is cool. I'm not even saying that that's a harsh crime. I'm not even a harsh penalty. It is what it is. But you shouldn't be able to literally, like, rock bottom your wife and miss 30 games. Like at some point, we got to start thinking about priorities. And it's like, the thing about it, the only difference is gambling really goes to the integrity of the game. And, you know, and beating up your wife does not really affect the integrity of the game. It just messes up the integrity of the individual person, who they are.
But I don't want to cut you off, but why would you say, like, is it really integrity when part of the league is involved in that?
Yeah. I mean, it is just because of the fact that as a player, you actually affect the outcome of the game.
But he wasn't even playing. It's just because he had his team.
I know. I'm completely with you.
Yeah,
but at the same time, it's also like inside trader.
Yeah,
I know who's hurt before the injury report comes up.
Yeah, got you.
I know what the game plan is.
Yeah, I get that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I seen
Matt Ryan throw 5 picks this goddamn week in practice.
Uh-huh.
I know what's about to happen.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's inside trader. It does affect the integrity of the game. So if they wanted to spend it for a year, that's cool. What I don't like these horrible individuals. Putting their hands on women and then they get 3 games.
Yeah, exactly.
When really and truly they need to get they need to lose their suspension as well. Lose a year as well. I mean, even lose their job. You know what I mean? But at the same time, losing the job does affect the woman who got her hands put on her. But the NFL has to do a better way, I think, of fixing that situation. Because when they act like this when someone's gambling and then when the other situation happened, it's just like this BS discipline.
Yeah.
Process.
Uh-huh.
It's like, come on, man.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I hate it for Calvin Ridley because it's like, bro, I got it for $1,500, I lost $10 million, $11 million.
Yeah.
Like you said, guys put their hands on their wife or even their wife. They're just a significant other. And they only get half a season.
But he is done for that shit, though.
No, he, I'm not saying it was.
Put it in your mama's name, bro.
Yeah. It's like, we know what he did was dumb.
Yeah.
It was very dumb. But it's just like, bro, like. Come on, NFL. You gonna spend this man a whole season for $1,500?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
crazy. I don't really know if the penalty is harsh or not. But I'm not gonna say it is harsh. But what I am gonna say is the penalties that they give to other people who have done worse is definitely a slap on the wrist compared to this.
And yeah, but it, like to me, you can't. And like, I'm not saying you, but me, NFL can't talk about integrity when they're literally wrapped into all of this, into gambling. Like, I can see if they were not wrapped into gambling and then it was someone integrity, yes, but y'all are wrapped into, you allow a lot of this stuff.
Well, that makes some money. I understand that. But to me, a better argument is a coach say that an owner gave him $100,000 And what about tanking? Tanking also is, you know what I'm saying?
You don't want that either. You know?
Yeah, that's, I mean, that can affect what gambles, integrity. You know what I'm saying?
Vegas
and
integrity.
All that stuff too. Yeah, so like.
Integrity. But
so, yeah.
You won't say anything about that. That's what I'm saying. So don't sit here and try to say, the integrity of the game. It's like, you have everybody. We had a whole guy put out a civil lawsuit against the NFL because of discrimination in the workplace, the discrimination in the hiring process and stuff like that.
Yo, you know that game where that made the Steelers go in the playoffs between the Chargers and the Raiders?
Yeah.
Well, they was talking about how Vegas could have really went at the NFL because of that.
Yeah.
Because your objective is to win the game, not for a tie.
Yeah.
You can't just sit up there and play for a tie. You actually have to play to win the game. Even though in the big picture, it benefits you.
Yeah.
But you can't sit up when people have their money online in Vegas, you know, take it to the game. We play to win the game.
Exactly.
You can't sit up there, and they couldn't sit up there and just force a tie. Vegas probably would have went after their heads over there. But I doubt it because they're in cahoots with each other. They would just like, hey, exactly. Don't do it again.
Yeah, but, exactly. You know. But a man has to lose a whole season of his career, money, and all of that just because of $1,500.
So you're saying it's the hardest penalty?
It's a very harsh penalty. Like, I understand what he did was stupid. Yes, correct. But like you said, we have people that done.
I don't think he should be banned a lifetime.
No, he's not banned a lifetime.
I'm saying it because of my P. Rose. I think that's harsh.
Yeah, that's definitely harsh.
That's harsh. But
yeah, that's harsh. That's definitely harsh. But
that's harsh.
But the reason why it was harsh is because he was the manager of the team.
No, but I'm saying that's still harsh. But really, yeah. I don't think that's harsh. He can still appeal it, and they can literally chop it down to half a year.
But at least do something. Don't penalize this man a whole year.
He got to be penalized, though.
Yeah, I'm not saying don't be penalized, but not a whole year.
And then, you know why he got to be penalized? And this is why I'm going to keep it real with you. He was the dude that was like, I need to sit out because of mental health.
Yeah,
you can't be sitting up there talking about you sitting out because of mental health and then putting the parlay out.
Yeah.
that's what I'm saying. Like, I think Ben Simmons, you know what I mean? We seen him use the mental health for his advantage. Man, I'm not saying the penalty is harsh. They got to let them know, yo, you can't be playing us like this.
But okay, 17 games in the season now. Suspend him 10.
I think that's what it's going to be. I think he's going to peel it.
Don't take the whole season away from
him. He's going to peel it, bro.
I don't think he will. Because he knows he's not going to win.
Because you got to appeal. Even if you don't, you're not going to win. You still appeal it.
I don't think he will.
That's what you pay your union dues for. You gonna
appeal. Yeah, but I don't. That's what I'm saying. I don't think he's gonna appeal it though.
He should appeal it.
He should.
He was talking like he wasn't, but he should.
Yeah, I don't think he will because it's like more effective. It's just like, yeah, like what they're gonna say, the integrity of the game.
Bro, Calvin Ridley, you may not even be that good. You better appeal that shit.
Nah, he's good.
He is good. But I'm saying you better appeal that shit, bro. You can't just you can't. You gotta appeal it. You don't know if you come back, if you get hurt, and then that snowballs until you're not getting paid, and then eventually just never get that big contract, like maybe like Isaiah Thomas, like a DeMarcus Cousins. I mean, you look at somebody like Odell who's having a hard time staying healthy. Bro, you got to peel it, bro. You got to do what's best for you, bro.
Yeah, best for him, but I think most people in the world, you don't mess with their shield, and so therefore, that's why I don't think he's going to peel it, because they're going to throw that integrity word when the NFL is... Integrity. I don't even know what they even know what that really
means. I ain't saying he gonna win it, but I'm saying he definitely.
Well, I know you are, as a smart man, you're right. You should appeal it, but a lot of guys take it as, what am I appealing for? Yeah, I'm appealing. I already know the outcome's gonna be because the verdict is gonna be you mess with the integrity of the game. And that is one of the biggest things the NFL supposedly is about integrity, but I don't even think they know what the hell the definition of integrity means.
Nah, that's what I'm.
So it's just, you know what I'm saying? Best luck to Calvin Ridley. I know he probably got some money to say, though, so he's going to miss $10 million. I'm not saying he's not going to miss it, but it shouldn't hurt him too bad because he's made some money from his other years in the league. So anything else you got for the world of sports, man?
Nah, man. Other than that, man, I ain't gonna lie. I probably have to listen to Lil Durk next week, man, because Benny dropped the 2.0, man. You know what I'm saying? So... But nah, other than that, man, just enjoying the weekend, making some money, listening to some good music, finished watching Euphoria.
Yeah.
You know, I watched Snowfall already. Snowfall been pretty good so far, holding it down like they supposed to. But yeah, man, it's going to be cold tomorrow in Houston. So Saturday, if you listen to this, it's going to be freezing. So, you know, warm up, stay in the house, man, make you some chili or something, you know, enjoy yourself.
Oh, yeah, listen to the Sports Feeling Stats podcast for sure. You know what I'm saying? What I'll be doing this weekend, like I said, I'll probably be watching conference tournaments, basketball conference tournaments.
Oh, yeah.
Check out, you seen the Batman? I'm trying to check out Batman. Also, I know you've been watching Bel-Air. I've been watching Bel-Air.
No, I'm going to start watching
the new Bel-Air. It's actually pretty good, the drama side of it and everything like that. That's pretty much it. I'll probably be inside chilling, relaxing, man.
Yep.
Enjoying it. Hey, man, this is another episode of Feeling Stats, man.
And next week, we definitely going to talk about Coach K leaving to losing to North Carolina last week.
Oh, man.
We definitely got y'all next week.
Yeah.